Lord Tywin Lannister turned to his brother. If my son's men will not obey his commands, perhaps the vanguard is not the place for him. No doubt he would be more comfortable in the rear, guarding our baggage train.
Do me no kindnesses, father, he said angrily. If you have no other command to offer me, I'll lead your van.
Lord Tywin studied his dwarf son. I said nothing about command. You will serve under Sir Gregor.
Tyrion took one bite of pork, chewed a moment, and spit it out angrily.
I find I am not hungry after all, he said,
climbing awkwardly off the bench.
Pray excuse me, my lords.
Lord Tywin inclined his head, dismissing him. Tyrion turned and walked away. He was conscious of their eyes on his back as he waddled down the hill. A great gust of laughter went up from behind him, but he did not look back. He hoped they all choked on their suckling pigs. Dusk had settled, turning all the banners black. The Lannister camp sprawled for miles between the river and the King's Road. In amongst the men and the horses and the trees, it was easy to get lost, and Tyrion did. He passed a dozen great pavilions and 100 cook fires. Fireflies drifted amongst the tents like wandering stars.